Sight for the Blind. This dream became reality for Diane Ashton when the first bionic eye prototype was turned on at the Royal Victorian Eye and Ear Hospital. The Wire's Samara Ba finds out more about this technological breakthrough for the blind community.
It's the stuff from science fiction, but for Blind Vision Australia, the bionic eye has been an experiment years in the making. The three test subjects that had the prototype bionic eye transplanted last month were the first in the world. When the first eye was turned on, results were better than expected, and the test subject, Diane Ashton, saw flashes of light for the first time in 30 years. Blind Vision Australia director, Professor Anthony Burkett, could not have been happier with the results.
We're delighted to be able to report that the results are outstanding. This is an early stage prototype, but it's been very successful in the sense that we were able to cause visual percepts to be excited there, for her to be able to see things when we turn the implant on.
It is still in prototype form, but Professor Burkett is confident with the technology.
The bionic eye is it's a retinal implant, so it's a small sort of series of electrodes that are surgically implanted at the back of the eye, and they're connected through with a series of wires that can be stimulated electrically. Now, what happens is that when the electrical pulses come into the eye, they can cause the surviving nerve cells there to become active, and these can then be picked up and then sent to the vision processing parts of the brain. So this enables people who are completely blind to then receive some type of sight back.
Vision Australia's Policy and Public Affairs Advisor, Brandon Atong, is excited about what the new technology could mean for the blind community.
Yesterday's breakthrough was a significant step forward in looking and testing out that new technology around bionics and vision. We know that the cochlear implant and hearing has been around for quite some time now and has significantly impacted on in improving people's quality of life in the hearing space. Potentially this could be a major breakthrough for people with vision loss in the future as well.
Professor Burkett and Blind Vision Australia are still looking ahead and hope to improve the bionic eye prototype.
Where we're aiming at is really to be able to provide people with the ability to do things like recognise faces and read large print. And to do that, we need to have something of the order of around about 1,000 electrodes.
Mr. Tong thinks that although the bionic eye will benefit some, it's possible not everyone in the blind community will benefit from it.
For myself, it was about 10 years ago, my vision deteriorated quite quickly. So, you know, vision for me, or return to having vision, is something that I'd love to have. So for someone like me, you know, it could be a significant thing to have a return to some useful vision. But for others, for example, who may have been blind from birth or who've never actually seen, you know, that's their norm, that's their reality. You know, people may not be jumping to try and get new prostheses to give them something that is not really something that they miss or really desire.
The bionic eye won't be able to replace normal vision. However, it will be able to assist with everyday activities.
The phosphenes that people see are quite different. It's like a very pixelated view of the world. And at this stage, it's a very coarse pixelation because we only, in the implant that Di has, she only has 24 electrodes. But that's going to tell us an enormous amount about how the system works. So that for our next system, which has 98 electrodes, people will get a better quality, a much more higher resolution of the vision there, and that'll help them even more in their everyday life.
However, Mr. Tong has some reservations about the new eye.
The developments this week were talking about flashes of light and being able to see some silhouette of shapes. You know, for someone like myself who was driven before, that's not really the equivalent of sight to me. So we don't know what the sight, you know, in inverted commas, you know, what sight will mean using a bionic eye in comparison to what someone else is used to.